Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
It's election day. Don't forget to vote here in the state of South Carolina, where you have a chance to disassemble the machine, break the machine, rage against the machine, as a rock band once sang.
Good one. I like that.
Yeah, you do. It's a heck of a machine, and it's one of the few that's still left in the country that has survived since Reconstruction, since the Civil War. And in the late 90s and early 2000s, when it became clear that Democrats were not going to control the state anymore, they pretty much switched en masse to the Republican Party and continued to rule, setting up the power structures that we have today. Hugh Leatherman, God rest his soul, was a great example of that. They simply, those in power, switched their affiliation and continued with their machine. And the capo for that machine is Lindsey Graham. He sits at the top of it. It thrives on open primaries, where the most sophisticated electoral machinery is used to get those Democrats to vote for the liberal Republican candidates, many of whom would be Democrats if they ran in other states. That's the back of the machine we have to break. Number two in charge of that machine is the governor, Henry McMaster. His protege is Pam Yvette. So today is a very special day, Lee, because tomorrow, if they all win, I was laughing out loud at your news earlier. That was really funny. I know you didn't mean it that way.
No, well, I mean, this is how Fox is covering it. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, best friend of Donald Trump until midnight this evening.
Right, yes.
Yes. Then the very special friendship will end. And we're going to get the Lindsey Graham. We always get the worst Lindsey Graham that there is the incarnation the year or two after the election that Lindsey Graham suddenly discovers that he actually hates Trump. He remembers it'll come back to him and he begins undermining Trump at every single term and corner and trying to go back to doing what Lindsey Graham does best, which is implement the Bush-Rove open borders agenda.
Well, this goes along with like my take on international relations. Nations don't have allies, they have interest.
Yeah.
Politicians don't have allies, they have interest.
Yes.
When those interests align, when they are both headed in the same direction, like re-election, yes. And then when they when they are not, you know, you get the differences of opinion, shall we say.
You do. And the machine in this state, one of the things that will begin tomorrow or in 2 weeks, if we go to runoff and you get an Yvette win, you are not going to see any kind of immigration enforcement actions coming down from the top of the state anymore. That raid you just saw in Abbeville will be the only one. No progress will be made. You will never see a Palmetto Pen, as Yvette has promised a year ago, by the way. Nothing stopping the two of them from doing it last year. You'll see no cooperation with Trump on immigration. You're not going to see anything. You will see some sheriffs, God bless them, like our own, who is running the 287G program out of their jails. That is the sheriff's prerogative, and good for him for doing that. We have that in Spartanburg as well. That has nothing to do with the governor. The governor takes credit for it to fool you into thinking he's doing something, so you won't notice that he's been defying Trump for almost 2 years now when he was asked for immigration help. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis down there, who did what Trump said and deputized all of those, you know, their state agents, is now over 15,000 illegal immigrants picked up. Just in the course of business, Lee. So what does that mean? Well, a police officer in South Carolina pulls over a literally gang member wanted by Interpol, okay? Maybe he's up on a murder rap in his own country. He's an illegal immigrant. What does our police officer here do? He can only give him a ticket and let him drive off. Why? He's not a deputized federal agent. Simple fix for that. Deputize the agents. Henry McDisaster was asked to do that 2 years ago. He did not. He will not. Now, because I won't shut up about it, and he's trying to get Pam Evett and, you know, he thought probably his boy on the ticket, McMaster Jr. They did a couple fool you things. They've, you know, had a couple of officers in some, you know, of our counties deputized so they can maybe go out and get an illegal. But they have protected the 100,000 strong illegal immigrant population in this state like no other. You know, that's what the Graham machine does. It runs on Rove money, Karl Rove money, Bush money, open borders, globalist money. That's what runs this state. And you have a chance to strike back against the machine from the top today. These are not President Trump's friends. Look at their fruits. Look at what they do. Don't listen to what they say. So going to be an interesting thing today. Lee, I've been tracking this and trying to save the Freedom Caucus. We have Democrats so emboldened in this state again, and that happens when the Republican leadership does not stand up to them. Welcomes them, and I think behind closed doors works with them. That's what I think is going on here. They're so bold today, they are openly running a Democrat for attorney general, the very launching position that you launch yourself into the Senate or the state or the governorship from. Notice something, okay? I've had to single-handedly, this station has had to single-handedly educate the public, speak out about David Pascoe, and inform you, look at this guy, 2020, nice guy, I had him on a show. I'd have a beer with.
Wouldn't elect him dog catcher,
right? If he was paying, I'd have a beer with him. Okay. Wouldn't elect him dog catcher, okay? Might consider him to sit on my neighborhood council and decide if we should put more bushes by the pool. Beyond that, he should never have power. Never. And notice something, okay? You've got all that Democrat money, all that liberal law firm money behind him. It's an IQ test to see if South Carolinians will go for it. This does not happen in a state like Florida. Why? Because they have actual conservative Republican leadership. Notice our leadership's been silent on Pascoe. As he's lied, by the way. Said me, no, I never knocked doors for Hillary or Obama. And then the newspaper article emerges 2011, he's knocking doors for Obama. Wow. Or was it, I can't remember, 2009, I don't have it here. So he has told us again and again things that are not true. You notice our Republican leadership is AWOL. They all share Wesley Donahoe, the same consultant. Why? They are liberals. Pam Evatt gets by you today, that's going to run the state for 4 more years. Look, she may be a nice person, but in the end, Lee, it's, I mean, I don't know. She seemed nice when I interviewed her, but in the end, it's a machine. Top to bottom. It's existed since Reconstruction. A lot of states have broken these machines. We have not. But you have a chance today to put it down, to end it. And, you know, I look at the other side of this. You look at what's going on in Florida, Lee. Florida has become what I call a freedom factory. It is an actual refuge at this point that you could flee to should the country go in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
It's protected territory. And you're watching what's happening. It's absolutely fascinating as you're watching the titans of Silicon Valley move over that red line to get back in a safe judicial district where the left can't terrorize them.
I guess it's a sanctuary city against socialism.
Yeah, against tyranny. We can have that here in South Carolina. We have the votes to do it, but we've got to break the back of that machine that's so ingrained. I mean, you want to look at the Murdaugh murders, national news. Why am I bringing that up? That's random, right? What's that about? Well, how did so many dead people wind up around the Murdaughs? The poor girl who was killed in the boating accident, drunk driving son, flipped a car, no charges. Another kid, dead, still looking into that situation. And then Murdaugh and all of that. Why his corruption, his fraud, all of those things, why did that happen? The machine protected him in those counties. That is the deep, dark level of the corruption here. It's the county level and it goes all the way to the top. You got to break the back of it at the top. So anybody but Lindsey Graham's a good idea. And Pam Evatt may be a nice person, but she's their person. Looking at Robert Kahaley this morning, the Trafalgar. I don't know if I believe his polls since Pam Evatt keeps writing very large checks to him. So I don't know. Right now, what he's saying is 22% for Pam Evatt in the primary, 20.7 for Alan Wilson, and 19.5 for Rahm Reddy, then Ralph Norman. After that, at 15.9%. Again, they're all bunched up within the margin of error. So that means you can make a difference. He's claiming there's only 8.3% undecided now. We'll see.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a race that you could make a difference in. Right now, Goldfinch, who is a nice guy, but is absolutely part of the machine, is leading the race for AG at 28.5%, 23% for David Stumbo, and the Democrat, David Pasco, who they're hoping to pass off as a Republican, is at 15%. Whatever you do today, do not vote for David Pasco. Do not. That guy's going to come out and be the most conservative AG you've ever seen. Wait, what? Yep. Why? He's got bigger plans. They got bigger plans for him. Dick Harpootlian, the Democrat don in this state, has bigger plans for him. They're going to vault him to the Senate when Lindsey goes, or they're going to vault him into the governorship, and then you're going to see a Democrat. He's going to come right out. Been a Democrat since he knocked doors for Barack Obama. Still a Democrat today. Don't fall for it. By the way, but I like his ads. They're so slick. They say he's conservative. Yeah, you know what paid for that? Democrat law firm cash. They want to see if you'll fall for it, and if you do, they're going to start to hardcore run these candidates. I mean, actual Democrats in the primaries, because there's nothing to stop them, especially not down south. We don't have any good talk radio. And nobody knows those ads are fake. And that's just the beginning of the show today. Don't forget to vote, please.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers.
Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Folks, get a load of what's going on in the U.K. right now. We lose, this is our future. The very Nazi name sounding Keir Starmer is in a panic right now. And it should be. So you got to understand, in the UK, the police are what the Democrats intend the police to be here. They don't hate police. They hate that police answer to mayors and city councils and not to them. So that's the system they're ripping down with depolicing. The system in the UK is the one they're replacing it with, where the people who are the police are often young, woke liberals, almost without exception. That's what you need if you are going to raid, and this is now annual, 10,000 people's homes for speech that's not liberal online, or it makes the liberal leadership look bad. Do you realize they're up to 10,000 raids a year? They only do 3,000 in Russia. That's the UK. And they've taken lately to doing them in the middle of the night. This started a few months ago because they realized when people are groggy, their outrage is less and they're easier to handle. You know, somebody knocks in the middle of the night, you're disoriented. They're easier for people to handle. Wait, you're here because I wrote something 6 months ago and Keir Starmer didn't like it? Yes, this is absolute totalitarianism. And now the whole world has seen that horrible video of that beautiful 18-year-old who was stabbed to death by an immigrant for fun. I mean, it's no other reason. They tried to hide it. They even suppressed evidence so the jury wouldn't see it. It might upset them, they said. Evidence of what? The young police, he's bleeding out. There is blood around his body. There is an immigrant standing there with a knife with his blood on it. They cuff the guy bleeding out and don't bother to call the ambulance. Why? Because the immigrant with the knife said he was not physically attacked, but racially attacked. In the UK, if you are an immigrant, you claim you are racially attacked, you stab somebody to death, no biggie. No biggie. And they're telling the guy who's saying, I can't breathe, that's because the blood is flooding his lungs. You could clearly see it around his body. They're telling him you're under arrest for racial assault. Guy is holding the knife. Oh, Keir Starmer's mad. Not at the immigrant. They don't care about that. No, they're mad. He's mad. And he did an interview a few days ago blaming Elon Musk for this. How's Elon Musk to blame? Well, he's to blame for the fact you know about it, saying they're trying to deal with X. Well, guess what happened this morning, folks? You're looking at your future. You're looking at it. This is nuts. Digital ID to go on the internet. Every phone, every laptop, every tablet will be locked down by default until you comply with digital ID to get back on. There's one other place on earth that has that. China. Until you log in with your key, your digital ID, nothing works. Total control grid. Total control grid, Keir Starmer. just announced it. It's the most viral thing on X right now. We lose, that's your life. And you just hook up the bank account to it. They've already announced in UK by 2030 that you will have to have digital ID to apply for a job or you're locked out of the job market. You will have to have digital ID to get a home loan or you're locked out of the home market. You will have to have digital ID to rent, folks. We're not talking about Mark of the Beast, man. Are they using Revelation as a guidebook in addition to 1984? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And we find out something stunning overnight, by the way. As the names and faces of the socialists who recruited Graham Plattner to run in Maine, you know, the Nazi lunatic who the left says is cool, he's a Nazi because he says he's a communist, that guy? Yeah. Who plucked Graham Plattner from obscurity. Well, where'd the millions of dollars come from to initially back him? We just found out. It's jaw-dropping. You know who it came from? Democrat leader Chuck Schumer. Schumer was always behind him. So, folks, what has looked like a socialist upstart against the ancient and decaying Democrat leadership? No, it's them. They want to go full bore socialist. And think about this for a minute. How do we know about Plattner's Nazi tattoo from Chuck Schumer's Oppo research, right? He funded that too. What does that mean? Chuck Schumer knew damn well he was a Nazi and ran him anyway. Because of course he did. What does Nazi stand for? Never forget this. German Socialist Workers' Party. The New York Times invented it. Nazis never called themselves Nazis. They wouldn't have known what that word meant. Why did the New York Times invent that? So that you wouldn't notice they're socialists. Chuck Schumer noticed they were socialists. And he backed Graham Plattner anyway. They're operating out of mailboxes, P.O. boxes. They're probably in your mailbox. They send you mailers. Really slick ones. Designed to make you mad. They're from groups like Make Liberty Win. Sounds conservative, right? Make Liberty Win. The hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project. There's no truth in any of their mailers. None that I could find anyway. It's just total lies. Or the Conservative Grassroots Network Election Fund. Yeah, they might as well call it the Organization for the Political Assassination of Conservatives We Don't Like. All run from P.O. boxes. They don't even want an address where you could figure out where they are. Why is this? South Carolina has an F grade for its dark money atmosphere. In other words, we have almost no state regulation on dark money, meaning you can't even figure out, as you can in most states, who the major donors are behind these groups. Total blackout. And what they're doing is brilliant, is pretending to be conservative and then sending you these big slick mailers. They're a pack of lies. So if you get something saying John Smith is not conservative from the Palmetto Truth Project, the Conservative Grassroots Network, this other Liberty group, big slick mailers, you can tell there's a lot of money behind them. Whoever John Smith is, vote for him. If they're attacking them, that's a good guy. We want to support them. They're trying to take out the entire Freedom Caucus. There's almost no conservatives left in our legislature. Very, very few. And that is how you wind up being the state. We are the highest income tax red state in the nation. That is how even Vermont, New Hampshire, and California adopted the Trump tax cuts at the state level. In other words, they copied them. So, you know, middle class people, no tax on overtime, no tax on tips, stuff that really helps middle class families. Our legislature said, blank you. Wait, that makes them to the left of California. Uh-huh. Vermont? Yep. New Hampshire? Sure. They want to protect that. Then they turn around and give themselves a raise. I know. But they're accusing the Freedom Caucus of voting for all those things. They did not. It's just point blank lies. Like they take their voting record, flip it 180 and just lie to you. Because they know there's little old ladies out there that aren't super sophisticated. And they'll be like, oh, no, that came from conservative grassroots network. Yeah, that's a liberal group. They're trying to purge what's left of the conservative opposition from our legislature. By the way, they're also sending texts. I mean, these texts are outrageous. Making claims like that Rob Harris, who you should definitely vote for, or Josiah Magnuson, definitely vote for him this morning. If you see him on your ballot, that they voted for tax increases. What a joke. That is hilarious. It's just flat out lies. And I don't blame them. Okay. Because there's only two places you can go in the state to figure out who is a conservative. This station, which only covers half the state's population center, and Fitz News. They do an okay job, Not as good as they used to. In fact, I wouldn't super rely on them for anything. So they're counting on that, like, half the state doesn't have a clue. We have a massive audience in this, you know, in this region. This show's number one, as is every show all day long on this station. We are very dominant, but that still leaves, 70% of the population here that doesn't listen to us, and that's who they're aiming at. They're hoping you'll fall for it. So listen, be very careful. Here's a rule of thumb, okay? Conservatives who are really good people are limited government people, right? That's what we want. We want to be free. We want limited government. We want low taxes. We want to be Florida. Conservatives don't have money to send you a lot of texts. They don't have money to send you a lot of mailers because there's no money to support shrinking government. No lobbyist makes money off that. Almost never. Occasionally there's a thing, but almost never. Okay? These guys raise money from friends, family, church, and they'll have some. You'll get some stuff from them. Maybe $15,000 to $35,000 if they're lucky. Some of them chunk in their own money. That's what you got to do to remain free. So if somebody is sending you a lot of slick mailers, you're like, I like that guy. He says he's conservative. He's not conservative. Or he wouldn't have the mailers. Right? And what happens? You get to the polls. Well, I don't know this other guy here. I guess I'll vote for the guy who sent me the mailers. Score! The left wins. And they're trying to fool you and wipe out the rest of the Freedom Caucus. We desperately need those voices up there. So I have retweeted this. Joe White, April Cromer, Rob Harris, Thomas Peach, Josiah Magnuson, Diane Mitchell. We need them there badly. A lot of the conservative voice, almost all of it, by the way, not all, but a lot, comes out of the upstate. And I think it's because of the station. They can actually win. They come on our air. You get to know them. They can get around the liberal blockade. But they're getting so bold in the state, they defeated so many conservatives running liberals in primaries. They're openly running David Pascoe to see if you'll fall for it. See all those slick ads he's got? Conservatives never have that many ads. They never have that many signs. That's corrupt money running through there. It's liberal money. They want to see, it's an IQ test. They want to see if you will fall for this. David Pascoe's a Republican. Yeah, here he is, some of his finest work in 2020. Again, David Pascoe is running for AG. Whatever you do today, do not vote for that guy.
12 years has gone by, and Joe Biden doesn't have to ask for my endorsement. He's got it. I told him if there was ever somebody I was going to endorse, it would be him, and it is him 12 years later. And he'll probably still be the only one I endorse, especially after this weekend. I've gone door to door for two candidates in my life other than me. One was in 1998 with Todd Rutherford. The other one was this weekend in Iowa, where it was minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit for Joe Biden.
Sounds pretty dedicated. By the way, Todd Rutherford is the head of Democrat leadership state legislature. Just so you know who his friends are. He is not your friend. Do not vote for David Pascoe. Why? They're going to get him in the AG's office, then try to vault him up to governor. It's the traditional path in South Carolina. You could stop him today. And you can see why our governor, Henry McMaster's plan to shake Trump down, force him to endorse Pam Evett, worked so well in exchange for the redrawing of that congressional map. And then Republicans and McMaster screwed Trump over entirely, handing the congressional seat back to Democrats. That's how liberal our legislature is. I've been telling you for years. This is why we have the highest income tax of any red state in the nation. Let me tell you what, Pam Evett wins, that ain't going to change. It's not. It's not going to change. But here's what happened, folks. Democrats are shattering turnout records in the state right now. Why are they doing it? More Democrats than ever before have voted early. Fitz News is on top of it, and they nail why that is. Because Democrat leadership worked really, really hard to turn them out in the primary, so there would be a massive slug of votes. Why would they do that? So that the argument could be made, oh, look, Henry McMaster ran the clock out on redrawing that district, so it'd be Republican instead of Democrat. So we're going to just have to keep it and hand it to the Democrats. Aw, shucks. What are you looking at there, Democrats and the McMaster regime working together to do two things? Number one, knock a congressional district to the Democrats that could have been Republican. And two, McMaster, we now know, wanted to pressure Trump to endorse Pam Evett because he thought his son would run on her ticket. Totally corrupt. And wait till you hear the numbers Democrats were able to turn out in the primary. Folks, they outvoted us in South Carolina. I'll tell you the story coming up.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.